Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Thursday, June 24th, 2021. Starting July 3rd, contacts outside will no longer be restricted. This was decided by the Berlin Senate together with other corona relaxations on Tuesday. The previously applicable contact restrictions, according to which a maximum of 10 people from a maximum of 5 households plus children up to 14 years of age were allowed to meet, will be lifted. Private outdoor events will be allowed with up to 100 people, and commercial events indoors will be permitted with up to 500 people present in parallel, and outdoors with up to 2,000. If there are more than 500 people, testing will be mandatory, as it is for outdoor sports competitions. And another change, in various places such as adult education centers and music schools, only a medical mask must be worn. The Senate Department for Education announced that students of all grades will again be taught completely in schools after the summer vacations. Unlike in the past, attendance will be mandatory. The prerequisite, however, is a correspondingly low number of infections. And to monitor the incidence of infection in schools, teachers are to be tested for corona during the in-service days before the start of the school year. And rapid tests for students are scheduled 3 times per week during the first week of school and twice per week thereafter. There is also a requirement to wear a medical mask indoors during the first 2 weeks of school, and after that, the mask requirement is to be eliminated if infection rates allow. During summer vacations, which start today, children up to the age of 12 can use open-air swimming pools operated by the Berliner Bäderbetriebe, or the BBB, free of charge. To take advantage of this offer, however, there are a few things to keep in mind. Even during vacations, there are still time slot tickets that must be booked in advance via the BBB website. For each pool day and time slot, there is an additional block of Ferienfreikarte or holiday free tickets. Tickets for children up to the age of 12 can be booked there and must be presented at the entrance to the pool. And if the special tickets are sold out, tickets are also available to children within the normal time slot allotment, while supplies last, which can also be booked free of charge. The time slots are limited, and the BBB recommends switching to other pools, other time slots, or other days if needed. Ticket booking began yesterday, and tickets can be booked from here on out 4 days in advance. These regulations apply in all BBB summer pools, as well as in Strandbad Wannsee and in the following privately operated pools: Strandbad Grünau, Hallensee, Lübars, Oranckesee, Plötzensee, Tegel, Weißensee, and Wendenschloss. The Berlin Senate has made about €760,000 available to Berlin's swimming pools for the free campaign. According to the Senate, families were extraordinarily burdened by the pandemic restrictions, and the offer is intended as a thank you. As mentioned in the previous story, summer vacations start in Berlin and Brandenburg today. As a result, increased traffic volumes are expected on all main roads and highways, and traffic jams are inevitable, also because of many construction sites. Over the next few days, the ADAC Berlin-Brandenburg recommends driving either in the early morning hours or in the evenings after 7 p.m. Essentially, the Automobile Club assumes that, similar to last year, there will be less typical vacation travel due to corona. Nevertheless, traffic jams are to be expected on many roads. Per RBB reporting, the danger of traffic jams is greatest on Friday afternoon, Saturday morning and early afternoon, and on Sunday afternoon. The A10 or the Berliner Ring will be particularly affected. Chronically congested highway sections are located in the northern part of Brandenburg, on the A24 in the direction of Hamburg, as well as at the Uckermark interchange, the A11, A20. In addition to Berlin and Brandenburg, vacations also start in Hamburg today. Mecklenburg-Vorpommern and Schleswig-Holstein have already been on vacation for a week, which is why traffic jams are to be expected, especially in the north. Strikes by train drivers at Deutsche Bahn are drawing closer. According to its own statement, the train drivers' union, GDL, has decided on concrete actions against Deutsche Bahn. GDL national chairman Klaus Weselski will inform the public about the details of the strike later today. As we mentioned previously on Berlin Briefing, in early June, after the fourth round of negotiations had ended without any tangible results, the union announced its intention of striking but did not specify a date. The background is a wage dispute between Deutsche Bahn and the union. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.